Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
The Super Bowl is coming, and more exciting than the game might be the Battle of the Beers that is going on right now. Interesting to note, Budweiser actually owns a percentage of Super Bowl advertising. Now, since they said they won't be using it, other beer companies wanted to come in, and it turns out they can't. Isn't that weird?
Yes, actually, who knew?
I mean, you always see, like, during a Super Bowl or any football game, any sporting event, you'll see, like, a Ford commercial in the first quarter, and then the second quarter, it's the Toyota truck, and then the third quarter, you know. But in the Super Bowl, I never really realized that Budweiser kind of owned it. So
is that because they have, like, a certain level of sponsorship, or?
I don't know. I'm sure it's all being done at the corporate table, you know, that kind of thing. And now, you know, the other beer companies are jumping in saying, hey, we'll take that. And they're like, no. So they're finding creative ways. I was reading yesterday that Sam Adams is going to do some kind of internet commercial where some dude carrying a six pack of Sam Adams walks over to random Clydesdales. Okay.
Really?
He walks over and disconnects them from the wagon, which you never see on the video. So you assume it's the Budweiser wagon. And then I guess these Clydesdales are going to run free through town partying or something.
Okay.
That's only available on the intro
because no other beer companies use Clydesdales.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh.
And now,
I feel like I've seen other beer commercials during the Super Bowl, though.
So maybe it's a percentage thing, like you can't have more than one, or you can't have two quarters of the game. I don't know. But now Coors is jumping in, and instead of a Super Bowl ad, of course, they're going to run this weird ad campaign about getting people to dream about their beer.
Get into your bed and get comfortable. Watch the video. I want you to tell yourself that you want to dream about the video as you fall asleep. When I see that you're in REM sleep, which is your dream sleep, I want to wake you up during the dream so that you remember the dream. Brandon, can you tell me what you were dreaming?
I was dreaming about waterfalls. I was walking through snow.
I saw some mountains.
Some mountains?
I think it was
Coors Light
and Hubba Sticker.
Listen, I'm not going to lie. I love the fact that on the Coors can, the mountains change color based upon the temperature of the beer. Seriously, I think it's great.
Isn't it like a child's magic marker game for adults, you know, or something? Like, wait for it.
It's going to change color.
So hats off to Coors. Wow.
That's creativity right there.
And we don't have enough of it in this world. And during these strenuous times.
These troubling times.
Yes. all those phrases we've used for over a year now. Shouldn't we just laugh more? I think so.
I vote yes.
I vote yes as well.
Laugh more and drink more beer, whatever kind it is.
There it is. Hey, coming up, you're going to laugh, or maybe you'll get grossed out. Late Night Sound by Jimmy Fallon and Jimmy Kimmel talk about a new swab for COVID. It's an anal swab.
Ew.
Coming up next.
No, Tom. No.
Yes. Tom and Laura in the morning.
No, absolutely not.
94KX. Yum.
Tummy likey. Tummy want wingy.
Wow.
Tommy boy, what a stupid movie. Anyway, tummy like wingy.
Tummy likey. Tummy want like wingy.
Americans will eat 1.42 billion chicken wings during the Super Bowl.
Of course they will.
Holy moly.
I mean, that's a lot. It's a lot.
That's a lot of chickens giving it up for mankind. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's a sacrifice that has to be made, I guess.
Yeah, it's expected to be up 2% from last year. I'm not a wing guy. Are you a wing lady? I mean,
I have to be in the mood, in all honesty. It depends on the location. It depends on the style. Mm-hmm. I'm more of like a pizza and like chips and dip kind of girl on Super Bowl night.
Yeah, exactly. Pizza is going to go through the ceiling as well. Pizza numbers are way up already during the COVID pandemic, but Super Sunday, they're expected to be at record sales too. So I'm more of a pizza guy too. Wings are...
I actually have gotten into cauliflower wings, which I know sounds like not normal.
Here she goes.
But no, it's really good. It's a nice meat alternative. If you don't want to make the poor chickens, give it up. You know, and if you love that buffalo flavor and the blue cheese and the celery, you can get the same thing and it's a little bit healthier. You can make them in the oven or in the air fryer.
All the guys at the fire company right now, what the hell did she say? The cauliflower? What the?
She cauliflower wings.
She ain't American. It's un-American, I tell you. Anyway.
It all can be American. This is the land of the free and brave.
Especially if you're a chicken, you want out. Yeah, that's for sure. Cauliflower wings, I'll have to look into that. Because I do like boneless chicken wings because they're so lazy. You can just pick it up and shove
they
the whole
are.
Thing in your mouth.
And, which is fine.
It.
That's cool.
It. Yeah. So
bread the cauliflower instead. I promise you it's delicious.
News is coming up next.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
Every single morning, the time of your life. I know Absolutely. You're thinking that. It's Tom and Laura in the morning. Good morning. It's National Kazoo Day. I don't know if we need a National Kazoo Day, but cue the orchestra. Remember we did this a couple of weeks ago, or was it months ago?
We did.
It is the Temple City Kazoo Orchestra from their 1978 breakout album, Some Kazoos. That's more than some. It sounds like about 100.
I was going to say, that sounds like 50 to 100, give or take.
And a little Space Odyssey 2001. Oh, yes! Why are we laughing? Because kazoos are funny.
Kazoos are hilarious. Kazoos and recorders, the bane of every parent's existence everywhere.
What was that little thing you used to stick in your mouth, that harp?
Yeah, mouth harp.
Yeah, they were funny. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm talking while they're wrapping up.
Listen, I'm listening.
The big climax
here. The kazoo orchestra. Yes, please. Oh, it continues.
Thank you very much. Thank you, guys. It was
very nice.
You know, you just don't hear entertainment like that everywhere.
You really don't. And yeah, sadly enough, I cannot find my kazoo.
Now, how did you acquire this? Is it a childhood thing, or did you get it at a party?
A gag gift.
A gag gift. See, that's where kazoos have still been able to survive. I think they're just not a thing anymore. Oh, well.
I think they are a thing. And again, all you need to do is visit an elementary music class.
Oh, really? Okay, here it is. Let's put it out there. Most schools aren't in session. I mean, most are doing virtual. But as soon as schools get in session, I want a teacher to call us, Tom and Laura in the morning here, and invite us to the kazoo orchestra.
That or the recorder orchestra. I just remember Mrs. Elkin.
Mrs. Elkin.
She was a great music teacher. Mm-hmm. Elementary music teacher. Mrs. Elkin and Mrs. Tomtician. And now she was like the real deal. But in chorus, we always got to play with these fun instruments.
Yeah.
Serious. She was great.
Well, how about
included?
Percussion too? Like you pick up the... Everybody knows.
Xylophones, cymbals, the things.
We need more cowbell. Everybody
noise.
Knows that. But how about that thing that it's like a long wooden tube with a rough surface and then you scratch the stick across it?
Oh, I thought you were talking about a didgeridoo.
You leave my didgeridoo out of this.
Yes.
Those are cool things.
Or like those rainmaker, like with the beans on the inside.
Yeah, those
Sounds
too.
Like falling rain. Those are cool.
Yeah, shake them up. Ah, that's such cool stuff. As soon as school gets fully blown in session there, Tom and Laura are coming to your place.
That would be great. It'd be super fun.
To play with our didgeridoos.
The didgeridoo. And we have to go to Australia for that.
Oh, never mind then. It's Tom and Laura in the morning celebrating Kazoo Day. 94KX.
Ridiculous.
I think I like the kazoo version too. It was pretty cool. Anyway, Billie Eilish, Tom and Laura in the morning. News is coming up next. Mark has got that for us, including A pretty cool story, which is coming from the Sunbury area, and it's so cool. I said to Mark, maybe we should make it the good news.
Oh, yeah?
So we'll check into that. Rob, the Sports Center has the sports. We've got AccuWeather, and we're going to do something new next hour. We're going to call it Facebook Reboot. Every once in a while, we decide to ask you, the listeners, something on Facebook, and you're a little slow to come out of the gate, but then it heats up later, right, Laura?
Oh, my gosh. We, I think, what, on Monday?
Yeah, it was days ago.
What's a weird thing that your family does that when you talk about it, other people are like, wait, what?
Yeah.
And it was a slow roll. But, oh, my goodness, the comments keep coming in. And some of the comments within the comments are just so fun. So we have to talk about it.
Yeah, because it was, again, slow out of the gate. But once it catches fire, you guys like to participate. And we love that. So we'll call it Facebook Reboot, and we'll do that next hour. Birthday buddies coming up. And speaking of that good news later on this morning, you've got that for us, right?
Absolutely. Already found three stories to make you smile, but I'm always interested in a local story. So I might have to text Mark Lawrence.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
Days ago, Tom and Laura in the morning were talking about strange family traditions that you thought were normal because, heck, you're in the family. But when you got older and spoke with your friends, they were like, huh? I was talking to Tina, our bookkeeper, and I told her about how my dad would buy chocolate tasty cakes for all the little Morganzos on Saturday, only if they did their chores. She got a kick out of that because she said, for her, it was a banana split and a cherry Coke at the Woolworths in Shamokin.
Oh, jeez. Now that takes you back.
Now, you know, you think then that everybody does that. So we asked the listeners if there was something your family did, and it was slow out of the gates, but we're going to revisit it right now on Facebook because Laura's found a lot of new things, including that light switch thing, which I thought was off.
Oh, my gosh. So what Tom is talking about is a comment from a listener that basically said whether it's a light, an oven, an iron, but in this case, they mentioned the oven, but in their family, you want to make sure that it's off before you go to bed or off before you leave the house.
Right.
So whatever family member is leaving checks it and then yells, off. As they leave the house. It's fantastic.
So imagine like years down the road, you get married or something. You have a partner living with you and you yell, off. And they're like, dude, are you okay?
What are you doing?
I love it.
I'm
and
announcing
more.
That the oven is off. Yeah. Making sure.
And there's more.
A lot of comments turn to food, of course. Making tomato soup, condensed tomato soup with milk, which then lots of people were like, yeah, I do that. It's creamy. It's good. But then that snowballed into milk noodles or milk soup where it's macaroni noodles with lots of butter and salt in warmed milk.
Mm-hmm. And now before before people say, well, that sounds kind of gross or whatever. I can't you just go get some takeout? Sometimes, you know, back in the day, you went to the cupboard and whatever was there you ate. And it came to these great inventions like milk soup. Milk soup. Yum.
Or milk noodles. Yeah. Yep. And then lots of people were like, we did that. Mm-hmm. Another thing was Chanel said that we eat hot lettuce. Which that's a thing that's very Pennsylvania Dutchy.
Yes.
But then cold lettuce, and both types have different gravies.
Cold lettuce had a gravy? Wow.
I guess hot in lettuce? Her family. And then somebody chimed in and was like, oh, that's not normal. And they're like, apparently not.
No, but for Chanel, she thought it was normal. So
This one was hilarious.
Okay.
Parents keeping liquor under the kitchen sink.
Oh, my God. That was my dad, my pop.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, we had like a China hutch, and that's where the liquor to this day is still kept, or on top of the refrigerator in the basement.
For some reason, my dad felt a bottle of Old Granddad, that raunchy whiskey, had to be next to the Ajax under the sink. I don't know why. I guess they're both poison. I don't know.
Well, this person, Megan, said never gave it a second thought until a college friend came to visit, asked where she could find some vodka. They were making cocktails. And I casually replied, under the sink. She stared at me like I was insane.
Oh, Megan, you are so right. You are so right. And when my brother and I found out where the old granddad was, as we got older, we would take little nippies from it.
Oh, jeez.
And then when my dad came in after a hard day in sub-freezing temperatures working construction, he'd go for the old granddad and he'd be like, boys, I'll replace it, Pop. I promise I'll replace it. I'll buy one.
As long as you're not nipping at the Ajax, right?
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, my brother and I would come home from, like, a night of, what would we say, Laura, shenanigans? Yes.
Sure, shenanigans.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we'd sit at the kitchen table, because that's what you did in the coal region, and you'd revisit the evening you just had, and suddenly one of us would say to the other, shh, shh, I think I hear old granddad calling. And we go down under the kitchen sink. Thanks for that memory, Megan. I love it.
That's awesome. Last one, really quickly. And I think this one is the most unique, and it's awesome.
Okay.
So Julie commented, we have an annual orphan party after both of our parents passed.
Oh, my.
And initially, people were kind of reacting with the care reaction or the sad reaction. Mm-hmm. And one person, Angela, was like, hey, tell me more, please. So Julie responded, my parents passed away fairly close to one another. So siblings all got together going through their stuff at the home. We were like, we need to make sure we get together more than just on Christmas. So at that point, the orphan party was born. We pick a date each year. A different sibling will host the party. Spouses, kids, everybody shows up. We have a great time celebrating the amazing life that our parents gave us. People think we're crazy for calling it the annual orphan party, but that's what we are. Mom and dad have passed away. We always have a fantastic time being grateful for one another.
Oh, my God. That's beautiful.
Isn't that awesome?
I'm like tearing up
here. I know it's silly. Social media can be so serious and depressing.
Mm-hmm.
Like and follow the 94KX Facebook page. Check out this post because these comments, and they kept coming over the past 3 to 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I picked up my phone and I looked at it, I was like, oh, another comment on this post. It put a smile on my face. It was great.
Oh, certainly was. Hey, thanks for all of that. On the way with Tom and Laura, Jimmy Fallon talks about something new at Six Flags. We've got birthday buddies and a whole lot more.
Also, good news. Don't forget, coming up after 8.
It's Tom and Laura.
In the morning, right here on 94KX.
Who doesn't love that song? Let me know. Which one of you? Okay, if there is one of you.
I don't think there is. I love that song.
So good to hear Ed Sheeran again. It's Tom and Laura in the morning. All right. So people, you bump into them every day.
I wish 2020 never happened, and now 2021 is following up, and blah, 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 blah.
And so they did a new survey, and the average person would be willing to pay up to $1,800 to have their memory erased. What?
See, I don't know. I feel like 2020 taught us a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
How to be flexible and learn how to do things in a different way in order to sort of make accommodations
mm-hmm.
for the world that we were living in, still are living in. Also, then it's like more family time, more outdoor time. Lots
yeah.
of people took to hiking trails and biking paths and kayaking and things that they didn't do before.
Yeah, I think it's all in how you handled it. I mean, if you just let it just continue to suck, then it would. But if you went to find something, I don't know, find the silver lining or something. Like in the midst of the chaos, sure, we'd like to forget it all.
Situation's out of control. Calm down, please. Give me your attention for a moment. This is called a neuralizer. This red eye here will isolate the electronic impulses in your brains, and more specifically, the ones for memory.
Look at the dot. Look at the dot. Thank you. It's all gone now. Tommy Lee Jones, of course, from Men in Black.
I haven't seen those movies in forever. Now I kind of want to watch the first one.
I know what you're doing this weekend now, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there were good and bad. I mean, I think, I know I'm putting you on the spot, my dear, but what was
sure.
like a good moment of 2020?
Getting to take a walk every single day with my nephews, my dogs, and my sister when schools were shut down and I was home.
There it is. There it is. I mean, that's exactly it. And for me, reinvent your neighborhood. Walk the roads of Point Township. Look at
yep.
the cornfields, the deer, mm-hmm. and everything. That's the good thing. So I don't think we need to. I don't think we need to erase. Let's just move
on.
No,
I mean, parts of it were not fun. I would be lying if I, listen, I said it to you because we talk all the time, every day.
Yeah.
I was like, man, Tom, this really sucks.
Exactly.
Like I've said that. And we're not always sunshine and rainbows here.
That's right. One of the things that suck is Zoom meetings. Coming up next, we're going to talk about, about something that has nothing to do with Zoom meetings until they found out it did. Stay with us.
It's Tom and Lara in the Morning, 94KX.
So you have a big, important Zoom meeting today, and you want to look good. How do you do that?
I'm very important. I have many leather-bound books, and my apartment smells of rich mahogany.
You buy books, and you put them in a bookshelf behind you so you could look very smart and intelligent.
Like Ron Burgundy.
Exactly, like the
Anchorman. You stay classy, Central Pennsylvania.
A company that usually sells books for backgrounds in movies and television has seen a jump in their sales because of people's Zoom meetings. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen these books, ladies and gentlemen, but it's really just the bindings of the books. And then you just put them on the shelf. There's no book behind there. You can actually buy them to make yourself look better on a Zoom meeting.
Stop it. Really?
Here's the deal. This is the truth. We've been Zoom meeting. All of us have been Zoom meeting for over a year. One of the early Zoom meetings, I said to my boss, hey, what's that crap on your shelf behind you? And he's like, what? And I'm like, what's all that crap on your shelf? And so he turns around. Everybody else in the Zoom meeting is laughing. And he looks back and he goes, well, there are books. I go, they look like magazines to me, dude, but whatever. And I'm like, well, what's those trophies? And he says to me, he says, oh, they're my bowling trophies. And I said, I didn't know you were a bowler. I've known you for years.
Yeah.
He says, I don't bowl that much anymore. They were from, like, middle school. Right? So flash forward.
Okay.
Chad Evans has relocated his office here because we have the new SBC video department and multimedia and stuff. He's in his office. He's on one of his first Zoom meetings with us. And the bookcase behind him is empty. And so we start the meeting. And anybody have any questions for Chad? I go, yeah, dude. Why is your bookcase empty? He just starts laughing, right? He's like, give me a chance, man. I just moved in.
And I'm
Well, let's see some, like, I said, you have any bowling trophies? And he's like, what? Like that. And everybody gets the joke from last year, and they start laughing. I'm like, you're a golfer, man. I know you have golfing trophies. He says, hell yeah, I got a bunch of them. Well, let's see them. Put them on the shelf. Get some books. I don't know, picture of your family. It's all good. I think it's a great idea.
I mean, I kind of like on Zoom, though, that you don't have to necessarily have a pretty background.
Ah!
Breaking news, everyone talking about?
We've heard the news. Now it's time for the good news with Laura Good.
Stories to make you smile. Uh-huh. Let's get into it. We're going to talk about some newlyweds, Tom.
Oh?
This couple in the United Kingdom have a lot to celebrate right now. Jeff and Jenny Holland recently got married, and they just got the COVID vaccine. But here's the twist. Are you ready?
Okay.
She's 86, and he's 90.
Wow.
And I always said I was not going to get married again. I always said, no, I'm not. But along comes Jeff and changed all that. We said all along, both of us, that one, we can get our job, we're having it, and that's it.
I think the vaccine's a marvellous thing, and I'd advise anyone to have it.
There you go. Get your vaccine and get married at 90. That's good news.
It's marvellous. Marvellous. All right, moving on from the old to the young. A four-year-old girl has gone viral with a song that she made up while riding in her car seat.
Jimmy.
I don't think she's done. Oh, no.
Get it, girl.
There's nothing better than a little kid singing from a car seat. That's beautiful news.
Grammy Award winning, for sure.
And viral.
Yes, absolutely. Now, hopping to the local news, here is an amazing thing that's happening right here in the Central Susquehanna Valley. Residents who can hear my voice, if you are at risk of losing your housing, particularly in the city of Sunbury, you could be eligible to receive up to a $5,000 grant to prevent homelessness. CEDACOG is spearheading the initiative in association with the Central Susquehanna Opportunities Incorporated organization, providing grants to those area residents who might be struggling right now, particularly because of the COVID pandemic. Mark talked about it in the news, but I wanted to highlight it here because right now, I mean, our governor kind of paused some rents and that kind of thing, no evictions. But if you're at risk of losing your housing, we don't want anyone to be homeless. So there you go.
$5,000, up to $5,000 would certainly help with your mortgage, no doubt about
it. For more information or to set up an appointment, Sunbury residents can contact Andrea Keeler-Herb at 644-6575, extension 119. You can email her, or all of the information is available, of course, on our sister station and at WKOK.com.
Here in the studio, while you're enjoying Bruce Springsteen singing here in the studio, I was watching some clips of the late, great Cloris Leachman. Oh, Laura, she'll be missed.
I know, she absolutely will be. 94 years old, right?
Right. Now, some people might remember Young Frankenstein, you know, Nice Knockers, you know, that kind of thing. But I go farther back. I'm very old. And you know that Betty White goes farther back. She's very old.
She does.
Now, I'm not as old as Betty or the late, great Cloris, but I remembered this scene called the Chocolate Souffle in the Mary Tyler Moore Show, where okay. Betty White, what was her name? Sally something. She did the home cooking show, and she's making a chocolate souffle, and there's way too much going on set. And she keeps warning people, don't stomp your feet or make a loud noise because my souffle will fail. And into the argument comes Cloris Leachman, who is Phyllis, because Betty White, Sally, is in a relationship with her husband.
Uh-oh.
And the trouble begins there.
I shall be very happy to tell you exactly, after 17 years of marriage, the sort of relationship that Lars and I have. Is Dr. Lindstrom in? Mrs. Lindstrom? I see. Thank you. He is with a patient. He will call me back first chance he gets. So now you see, that is the sort of relationship Lars and I have. I'll be right back. After this brief look at my chocolate souffle.
So Betty heads into the kitchen.
What we have to talk about is more important than your chocolate souffle.
Uh-oh,
I'm
don't
sorry,
go there.
This is a very critical time. Well, I'm sorry. This is a very critical
no,
time.
No, don't go there. Stay away. She crashes the oven door.
Oh, my poor baby.
Kicks the oven door shut with her leg.
There was no need for violence. But why, anyway, sitting and talking is one thing, but why you should deliberately destroy an innocent souffle that never did you any harm.
And it goes on and on.
If you Betty White sounds the same.
Doesn't she? She's ageless. So if you people have a chance, go to YouTube and just punch in Phyllis, who is Cloris Leachman, takes on Sally, who is Betty White, on the Mary Tyler Moore Show. The scene goes on for another like 5 or 6 minutes when finally Cloris is just taking hands full of a failed chocolate souffle and just throwing it all over Betty. It's just hilarious.
I just love her as, what was it, Frau Beaker?
Frau Beaker. Frau Beaker.
Yeah, Beaker, that's right.
And
that's
every time
right.
They
I just love her in Young Frankenstein.
And the funny, dirty parts about Young Frankenstein is throughout the entire movie, whenever somebody said, Frau Beaker, you heard a horse go,
exactly. Would the doctor care for a brandy before returning?
Cloris
I love that movie.
Cloris Leachman, rest in peace at 94.
She will be missed.
Tom and Laura in the morning. Remember last year we traveled the miles passing out Be Kind stickers to random people? That was fun.
We did actually. I wish we could. Can we do that again this year?
I don't know about with social distancing. Do you put the sticker on the ground and tell them to pick it up 6 feet away? I don't know. But the Be Kind stickers Like, they appeared everywhere inside the radio station.
That's
and
awesome.
They're still here 365
yeah,
days
I
a year.
Yeah, I still have some on my computer case right now. I have two of them that say be kind.
Exactly. Well, it's back again this year. It's that time of the year, COVID or not. The Be Kind and the Kindness Campaign. The Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way just simply wants you to be kind. And listen up, you could win. They want you to nominate someone deserving in your life that's kind of making a difference in the community, no matter how big or small. That's
oh, that's
cool.
Awesome. And all you have to do is use the hashtag BeKind2021, tag the United Way. You can also contact them. One winner will be selected each week for their act of kindness. And then there's even a grand prize at the end of the month.
Yeah, which is this year, February 28th. No extra day. So you better jump on it now. Nominations start the first of the month, which is Monday. Yay.
Wow. February already.
Mm-hmm. And prizes, what, from local businesses and restaurants, right?
Yep. All throughout the Susquehanna Valley. For more information about the Kindness Campaign, maybe to see if they have some stickers left or get a Kindness Campaign sign or nominate someone, head to gsvuw.org.
Every morning we're here, Tom and Laura in the morning. Till about 9 o'clock. Chad Evans on the way in. I just passed him in the hall. I'm probably going to get a coffee. He's on the way. He'll take us through the midday with that way back lunch. And then Mark Stevens this afternoon. And my girl tonight. My
Sam
girl Sammy.
Sammy.
I was listening to her last night and she always, you know, gives us props. She's adorable. She's kind. She always says, you may have heard Tom and Laura talking about this today, but...
She's a good egg.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She's, you know...
We love her.
Yep, she's on the team. That's what it's all about.
I miss her.
I know. You know, you must miss a lot of people here because there's not thousands of us, but the people that are here are like, you know, the team players, so that, you know, sure, maybe you get to fold your laundry from your house, but at the same time, you gotta miss a big old Tommy Tom hug.
I do indeed. You give good squeezes.
You must miss Tay-Tay's weird sense of humor.
I love our Tay-Tay.
Speaking of weird, you must miss Mark Lawrence. He's the coolest weirdo.
Of course I
weirdo.
Do. He's the best. My Mario, he is like none other.
Dare I
say it? I miss our Kevin. I do.
You
His
do.
Witty repartee in the morning brings me joy, and I don't get to see that face-to-face. One day soon, maybe within the next couple of months, we will be back to normal. Here's hoping.
And there's our thought for today. Someday. No, that's not the thought for today. I'm sorry. I am seeing.
You know what? Let's keep it simple.
Okay, I'm seeing.
Happy Thursday. All Happy right. Thursday. That's the thought for the day. Happy Thursday, friends. I'm going to save the woohoo for tomorrow because it's Friday.
Yeah, you don't want to waste your woohoos on a Thursday, right?
No.
Okay. So what's that again all put together?
Happy Thursday. Sorry, I'm saving my woo for Friday.
Have a good woohoo, everybody.
Bye, guys.